Good morning. We're with Dr. Lynn Parodnik, a medical marijuana doctor in New York State. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, David.
I reached out to you because many states not only have medical marijuana programs, but have moved to legalize the recreational use of marijuana. One of them, Massachusetts, bordering New York, has seen a number of medical marijuana patients flocking across the border to get, as this article from Bethany Bump in the Times Union says, for better, cheaper products than New Yorkers, and including medical marijuana patients are going over the border for those products as well as the cheaper price?
Well, it's even more than that. Many patients in New York are frustrated with what's available to them. There is no flower and there are no edibles. Seniors in particular love, particularly cancer patients, old women who are not so comfortable with the idea of using marijuana. If it comes in a cookie, it seems a lot less stigmatized. If it's an official pharmaceutical, they get nervous. So many families have found that if they just go to the border, bring back some nice candy cookies, grandma and grandpa are much happier. It's not really working with old people who just want to get high. It's actually working with patients. Families are finding ways to make this simpler, easier. Cost is a factor, but most of the families I see, they really want comfort. And by being able to get products that are really simple to use, it makes sense. However, they still want the education that New York provides its patients. They want to be in the program. They start looking at, you know, what New York can provide. Some seniors will start the program, and the families realize it is not quite working out. So by going to Massachusetts, they're able to get quality products that are known to be what is on the label, meaning mold-free, pesticide-free, contents as stated, and they're able to get a little advice up there, and these products are working for their parents, their friends, their relatives. Also, kids on the spectrum. Many parents have found Massachusetts to be able to go and get what their kid needs, really helpful. Autism is not a qualifying condition in New York. We have a huge population of kids on the spectrum. Those kids can get into the New York program through PTSD or chronic pain. So that's the first hurdle. Then it's difficult getting a kid to eat oil that tastes distasteful. So by working with edibles, they're able to get consumption of products that do help their kids. So there's many reasons other than cost to take that trip to Massachusetts.
Dr. Lynn Parodnik, the medical marijuana doctor, we appreciate you sharing your expertise and your thoughts.
My pleasure.